The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, hot mid-90s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s, winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, mid-90s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 60s. For Wednesday and Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies around the mid-90s. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. More trade talks between China and the U.S. are on the horizon, but the questions of if and when still remain. Last week, the Trump administration declined to confirm any plans to meet with China regarding the Phase 1 trade deal. A spokesperson for China's Commerce Ministry last week said that bilateral talks would be held in the coming days to evaluate the agreement's progress. Now, previously planned for August 15th, China claimed the meeting was moved due to a scheduling conflict, yet President Trump claims he canceled the meeting because he didn't want to deal with them right now. China buying more U.S. commodities, a promise made in the Phase 1 agreement, but most of the recent data suggests China is well behind pace to fulfill its commitments. China has committed to buying more new crop soybeans and sorghum from the U.S., and while China is purchasing more U.S. new crop corn, the purchases still lag from prior levels. Well, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, communication is the key to a successful harvest this fall. That according to the National Corn Growers Association. Jeff Bender is director of the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center. He has said that the NCGA, following CDC guidelines, including social distancing, remaining important, even if the community has not had a COVID-19 diagnosis. Most importantly, though, communication is the key this year. That means talking with delivery points this fall. And NCGA suggesting farmers should be asking about local and state regulations affecting operations, delivery protocols, and delivery scheduling. Additionally, they say you should ask if there will be an open office and how you will receive a delivery ticket, among other questions regarding new technology and customer information. Also, he said, don't forget about general safety. A large crop often translates into longer days and increased logistics. The hectic work schedule can lead to problems with fatigue, loss of concentration, and injuries. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If there was ever a time to refinance an ag real estate loan, it's now with Frontier Farm Credit. Interest rates are at near historic lows, and you can lock in a low rate for the life of the loan, even a long-term loan. The rate you lock in now is the rate you pay until your loan matures. No surprises. Plus, the refinancing is eligible for cashback dividends. Terms apply. Visit Frontier Farm Credit at FrontierFarmCredit.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As more universities across the state of Kansas continue to transition from in-person classes to virtual classes, many students are frustrated, saying they deserve tuition discounts, while many college leaders are insisting that the remote learning is worth the full cost of the tuition. Cake News reports that at many universities, including Kansas State and Kansas University, the students are arguing for reduced tuition, saying that online classes fail to deliver the same experience as they get on campus, with little personal connection with the professors or other classmates. However, most of the institutions have held firm on their price of tuition. In other news, Barton Community College is closing its child development center after a person who tested positive for COVID-19 was in the center during the infectious time period. KWCH reports that the Barton County Health Department issued the order to staff and children in the center to quarantine until at least September 5th. The dates of exposure within the center were between August 18th and the 21st. Mid-America Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The commission that enforces Kansas's non-discrimination law will begin hearing claims from people who allege they are being mistreated because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. The Kansas Human Rights Commission said on Friday last week that the decision is in response to a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a landmark civil rights law protects gays, lesbian, and transgender individuals from discrimination in employment. But the commission expanded the ruling beyond employment cases, offering protection for people alleging discrimination in housing and public accommodations, such as retail stores and educational institutions. And authorities say an 18-year-old was shot and killed in Kansas City. Police said in a news release that officers had responded to the incident around 2 a.m. on Saturday. The victim had sustained multiple gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have not released any names or any details about the incident or what led up to the shooting. No suspect so far has been immediately taken into custody. The investigation is still ongoing with the Kansas City Police Department. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Prominent Nebraska abortion opponent and state right to life executive director Julie Schmidt-Albin died on Saturday, one day short of her 64th birthday. Interim Nebraska Right to Life director Sandy Danick said that Schmidt-Albin died Saturday after battling cancer. The longtime activist worked on and helped pass several anti-abortion laws in Nebraska while leading the state group since 1989. A recent Nebraska legislative proclamation in her honor said Schmidt-Albin was fearfully respected as a lobbyist and political advocate and a woman of keen knowledge, vast experience, and far-reaching memory. The interim director of Nebraska's Division of Developmental Disabilities will assume the job full-time starting this week. Governor Pete Ricketts announced Friday that he has appointed Tony Green of Omaha to the position within the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed and discussed the proposed 2021 budget. NextEra Special Counsel James Neal was present to meet with the board and reported the engineer will produce an initial decommissioning agreement before the next meeting. He discussed a draft of the contribution amounts for payment in lieu of taxes and changes in the development agreement. David Stump asked if the county had to sign off on the 10-year exemption for the wind farm. The exemption is a state-level exemption, and since Marshall County is not zoned, there's no permit process to go through, and the application goes directly to the state. If the state denies the application, then the project would likely not go forward. If the project qualifies, then the state will grant the exemption, and it will be a waste of time for the county to object the project. Recent Washington County Commissioners meetings in August have consisted mostly of routine business. The board held a special meeting August 14th in order to reconcile submissions for the state Spark grant funding aid. Nemahaw County Commissioners last week unanimously approved a resolution extending the neighborhood revitalization plan retroactive to April 1st. An informational meeting on the proposed merger with Nemahaw Marshall Rural Electric and Donovan Electric Cooperative was held in Marysville last week. Kathy O'Brien outlined specifics, highlighted benefits and potential savings, and addressed questions. She commented that capital credits would be merged, but continued going forward if the merger is approved.
Your ownership in the new cooperative remains the same. So whatever you have in your capital credit account, yours, all comes forward with the same dollar amount. So all of that comes over at full book value. Then typically the folks in the Nemaha territory have an annual general retirement. This projection that we've done here forecasts for all the co-ops, all the members, even the Donovan members, 3% general retirement of capital credits each year. So we got a consistent projection of retiring capital credits every year in that 10-year forecast.
Another meeting is planned Tuesday, August 25th at 7 p.m. at the Corning Community Center. KNDY will air additional comments from O'Brien as part of an upcoming public affairs program. A majority vote of 2/3 of members from both cooperatives will be required to move forward, with that vote scheduled October 1st. Further details on the voting process will be mailed to members. Patricia A. Lee, age 84, of Dubois, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Lee.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Paul R. Rick Wassenberg, Jr., age 67, of Unadilla, Nebraska, passed away Thursday. He was born in Marysville and is the father of Stacy Ellenbecker of Marysville. Visitation is planned Tuesday from 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Allen Harvey Funeral Home in Syracuse, Nebraska. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date in Marysville for Paul Rick Wassenberg, Jr. John H. Little, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for John Little. Dorothy L. Johnston, age 99, passed away August 15th in Round Rock, Texas. Graveside service Saturday, August 29th at 10 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Johnston. Russell L. Rusty Thorman, age 64, of Wakefield, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge for Rusty Thorman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level ridge in place across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing very warm temperatures well into the 90s as we head through the end of the week. And we still have this high-pressure system overhead, still not bringing any sorts of rain, at least for right now, all the way over the next few days. So basically quiet and hot. So across the area, we're going to see mostly sunny skies, temperatures mid-90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. 10. Tonight we'll have clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again mid 90s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. As we head into the middle of the week for Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 94. And Wednesday night, we'll continue with clear skies. That's a look at your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late August, 89. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low, 65. A record low, 47, set in 2015. Sunset this evening, 8:09. Sunrise in the morning at 6:47.
Moths, beetles, or weevils can infest pantry foods and even the cleanest of homes. Some tips on dealing with those pests today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 24th, the 237th day of the year. Hall of Fame baseball player Cal Ripken Jr. celebrates a birthday. Uh-oh, you found grain beetles in your pasta or weevils in your rice. Is your pantry infested? Usually they've only hitched a ride from the warehouse or supermarket. Here's what to do. Toss out the affected food, then inspect the rest. You can kill bugs and prevent eggs from hatching by freezing food for several days. Transfer the food to glass or sturdy plastic containers with airtight lids. Many people also find that putting bay leaves in those canisters will repel pests. Oh, and if you should accidentally eat something with a bug in it, don't worry. Pantry pests aren't poisonous and they won't hurt you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's time to enroll in jazz, tap, and ballet classes at Footloose Dance Studio in Marysville. Call Denise at 562-8297.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Nelson Cruz hit his 10th homer. Marwin Gonzalez had two RBIs, and closer Taylor Rogers dodged a double in the 9th inning to lift the Minnesota Twins over the Royals 5-4. Cruz hit a solo shot an estimated 441 feet to center field in the 9th inning for a two-run lead, helping the Twins win their 8th series in 9 tries this season. Max Whistler opened with 2 scoreless innings for Minnesota, and Tyler Clippard got a win with the perfect 8th. Rogers allowed an RBI single to Mikel Franco in the 9th, but retired Alex Gordon to complete his 6th save. Up next for the Royals, they'll start a 3-game series at St. Louis as they take on the Cardinals at 7:15 this evening. Wichita Public Schools USD 259 last week voted to opt out of fall sports for high schoolers. Another meeting tonight could possibly reverse that decision. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer.
It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
High school football is back on at One Deep South State, despite coronavirus. CBS correspondent Jim Krasula reports.
Few people have worn face coverings or socially distanced during the first high school football games of the fall season in Alabama. Fairhope, Alabama High School Principal John Cardwell tried to get fans to wear a mask.
We can't make anybody do something. We encourage it. My announcer's been announcing it. Social distancing. We're telling the people, if there's an outbreak, there won't be high school football.
The SEC and ACC conferences continue to say they will have college football games. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Kevin Harvick has regained the NASCAR Cup Series victory lead by dominating Sunday's race at Dover International Speedway. A day after Denny Hamlin opened the doubleheader weekend with his sixth win to match Harvick and one-upped his closest rival to claim NASCAR's regular season title. Harvick has 57 career cup victories to tie Kyle Busch for ninth on the career list. Mid-America Network Sports.
At U.S. Cellular, we speak fair. When we say you don't have to pay activation fees, we mean it. Plus, right now when you switch, you also get $700 toward the latest phones. Yep, we mean that too. Upgrade to fair with U.S. Cellular. Promotional pricing requires an unlimited everyday or even better plan. New line forward and credit approval. Qualified smartphone purchase and comes via monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and additional restrictions apply.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach. One that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see the professionals show up and take all my garbage, because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa know-how.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
You may be growing a black chokeberry, Aronia melanocarpa, in your landscape for its spring flowers, fall color, and black fruit. But did you know those berries are nutritious and edible? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Aronias are considered a superfruit, high in antioxidants and vitamin C and K. Black chokeberry is used in food coloring and tea, as well as syrups, juice, jams, and wine. But before you toss back a handful of fresh berries, beware. They're full of tannins that make them astringent and your mouth pucker. Thus the common name, chokeberry. When fully ripe, black chokeberries do have the same sugar content as table grapes and sweet cherries. Wait until any hint of red is gone and the berries are dark black to harvest. If you like dry wine, you'll enjoy the flavor. If not, try them frozen, cooked, fermented, or made into jam, smoothies, and baked goods. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
To some people, a rock is just a rock. But to those who climb them, this place is special. It doesn't really matter, though, if you're into rock climbing. These rocks are a draw for people from many walks of life. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
If you ask each person who entered this park why they decided to come here, you'd get a wide variety of answers. But for some, Joshua Tree National Park is one of the premier places for rock climbers to practice their skills.
The main scenic component of the park that most people are familiar with, apart from the Josh Trees, are the granite boulder formations that occur, again, mainly in the western side of the park, and they do attract rock climbers from around the world.
Joe Zarkey says there are a couple of reasons this is such a great place for rock climbers.
It's a type of rock called Monza granite. It's a very good grip to it. It's perfect for rock climbing. And in the winter months, when some of your higher mountain parks are a little bit cold and snowy, a lot of climbers like to come down here to Josh Tree where it's warmer and climb here through the winter months.
The park has lots of places to climb, hike, and explore. But if it was not for the efforts of one individual, some of the features found here might have been lost forever.
By the 1930s, there were about 2 million people almost living in the Los Angeles basin. And they were coming out to the desert, and unfortunately, they were doing things like setting fire to Josh trees and sometimes digging up desert plants to take to their homes. And there was a resident of South Pasadena, California, a woman by the name of Minerva Hamilton Hoyt. She became very, very passionate about wanting to preserve desert landscapes. And she formed an organization called the International Deserts Conservation League and was very, very active in lots of desert preservation activities.
Her efforts were instrumental in preserving this place for future generations. Joshua Tree became a national park in 1936 and today encompasses about 800,000 acres. Traveling the countryside in Joshua Tree National Park, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Living in a neighborhood that's anchored by a working farm or community gardens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These new developments are called agrihoods, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Neighborhoods integrated with agriculture are popping up all over the country. They're called agrihoods, where residents feel connected to their neighbors and the land they live on.
Each one is different, but the purpose is to bring urban and rural together by facilitating food production while at the same time providing recreation for members of the community. Steve Brewer is the developer of Middlebrook, the first agri-hood in the state of Iowa. Homes built here will have a certain character. Think farmhouse. Streets will be lined with trees to bring back mature, shady neighborhoods, and he says there will be lots of fresh food for all who live there.
The CSA is where there will be a farmer within the community that will deliver food to the members of the community. Folks that live within the community have a dedicated area where they can come and have their own 10 by 10 garden plot and farm that the way they wish. And then we have what we're calling a town farm, and we have an organic farmer, and he's got about 10 acres of vegetables that he's growing, and we've got a self-serve garden stand.
Trails will be built through prairie and pasture, and even the parks and recreational areas will have an agricultural theme.
You know, the swing set's designed to look like an irrigation pivot with swings on it. There's an old silo theme for the slides that are set up within it as well. And so you just try to come up with different things, edible landscaping, for instance, along the trails and whatnot throughout the project, community gardens. And so there's just a lot of different elements that continue to get incorporated in.
He says they plan to renovate and move an 1890s barn to Middlebrook. Chickens and other livestock might also have a place in the neighborhood. Learn more about agri-hoods at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Scenes unfold.
on board.
How do you know if something is a want or a need? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When I'm trying to answer this question for myself, I start with some key questions. Am I buying this because I think it will bring me happiness? If I answer yes, then I remind myself that things don't bring true happiness. There are a few more questions you can ask yourself before you buy. Does this purchase help my family survive and thrive? Does it align with my values and beliefs? And does it help others live a better life? If you can say yes to one or more of these, it's probably a need and a wise money decision. It's human nature to want nice things and fun experiences. And it's okay to be a little extravagant occasionally. But by stopping and asking a few questions, you can keep your spending aligned to what's important to you. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
The dairy industry responds to the new dietary guidelines today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
While the advisory committee that drafted the 2020 dietary guidelines got a good mark from the dairy industry, it was not an A+. Michaela Hanselman of the National Milk Producers Federation offered this at a virtual meeting of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services.
We applaud the committee for maintaining low-fat and non-fat dairy in the healthy eating patterns and for recommending 3 servings in the healthy U.S. and vegetarian diets and 2 servings in the healthy Mediterranean diet. The committee, correctly in our view, maintained dairy as its own group and did not allow the inclusion of any plant-based beverages or foods other than fortified soy beverage. However, the committee did fall short on one topic, the recognition of the newer science on dairy fats.
Hanselman took the opportunity to address food insecurity as well.
While the committee didn't comment on the current pandemic, they did repeatedly bring up the need to look at how socioeconomic status impacts a person's nutrition and overall health. Historically, about 1 in 6 Americans are food insecure. Now, in light of the pandemic, that number has dramatically escalated. It is important, now more than ever, that people have access to healthy, affordable food.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Pat Roberts know how tough this economy is for many hardworking Kansans. Roger Marshall and Pat Roberts voted for the landmark Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which lowered taxes by thousands of dollars for middle-class Kansas families, repealed Obamacare's costly individual mandate, and lowered energy costs for tens of thousands of Kansans. Kansas families need more help. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Roberts at 316-263-0416. Urge them to support H.R. 217, the Permanent Tax Relief for Working Families Act, or S-2490, the Child Tax Credit Extension Act. Make the Child Tax Credit expansion permanent and keep fighting to help Kansas families in these tough times. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Get convenience and value with this month's doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. With a Chamberlain MyQ enabled chain drive garage door opener for $169.99, you can monitor and control from anywhere using a smartphone or tablet. Make moving items easy with a hand truck for just $69.99. And when you're out on the range and need to gather golf balls, the medium nut gatherer is perfect for that. And only $27.99 at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Good Monday, Sid Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Pro Farmer finished up crop tour this week by issuing its U.S. harvest predictions after scouting through seven corn and soybean producing states. Brian Grady of Pro Farmer led the eastern leg of the tour and talks about the final numbers.
Pro Farmer estimates the national corn crop at 14.820 billion bushels on an average yield of 177.5 bushels per acre. Now, we put a plus or minus 1% range on that. On the yield, that would be a range of 175.7 to 179.3. For the production, that would be a range of 14.672 to 14.968. On the soybeans, we put the national average yield at 52.5 bushels per acre, giving us production of 4.362 billion bushels, plus or minus 2% range on the soybeans, 51.5 bushels to 53.6 bushels, and the production would be 4.275 bushels up to 4.449 billion bushels.
Mike Zazulo is president of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. He's followed the Pro Farmer Tour results for years. As he says, Pro Farmer's 2020 results likely paint a more realistic pictures of the corn harvest than the USDA predictions. He also says soybean numbers look good.
Many times, historically, based upon my memory, you get the sense that the crop is not as big as USDA's August crop forecast, but then by the Friday final number, the Pro Farmer reaches to within a bushel or a bushel and a half of USDA's number. They did not do that. We're talking about a 183 plus yield in USDA's eyes versus a 177 and a half yield in Pro Farmer's eyes, with a lot of weather ahead of us that could potentially even take that yield down more. Unlikely to build the yield a lot in the corn.
For Mike Zazulo, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at rusty@ford.com.
Vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Examples 2024 Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO97 MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 4,135. Limited term financing for Ford Motor Credit. Level qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Democrats' draft platform before the National Convention called for restoring estate taxes to historical levels and sharply reducing agriculture's energy emissions. Agriculture remains one of the most energy-dependent sectors in the economy, but the Democrats' draft platform calls for making the sector the first in the world to achieve net zero emissions, and it seeks to increase corporate taxes, reversing the cuts of the 2017 Republican tax cut effort. American Farm Bureau Executive Vice President Dale Moore recently cited a litany of tax burdens for agriculture.
And then you got the capital gains tax that comes in on top of all of that. Capital gains is a critical factor when it comes to succession planning for farmers and ranchers and their families as go from one generation to the next. You know, so if the death tax doesn't get you, you know, the capital gains tax would.
But the Democratic platform says the estate tax should be raised back to the historical norm. But not everything in the Democrats' platform is as controversial, though, including a call to tackle market concentration with stronger enforcement of antitrust laws. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
The report shows that in May, this spread was $279 per hundredweight. That's the highest since reporting began in 2001. This is clearly an unsustainable model for beef production.
He called the USDA report an endorsement of the bill to mandate that half the beef trade be negotiated cash sales. The Democrats' platform calls for limited foreign ownership of U.S. farmland, sharply criticizes the trade war with China without mentioning the resulting Phase 1 trade deal with Beijing. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Plura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to make one of my favorite annual announcements. The membership that again hit a record in the FFA. I'll share the numbers with you after this message. If you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Wherever you live in the country, just call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178. Or you can check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. So who says that young people are no longer interested in pursuing agriculture or agribusiness as a career? Well, again, you're wrong, because a couple of days ago, the National FFA organization said the continuing growth of FFA and agricultural education is climbing. And today, the National FFA organization announced a record high student membership, a total of 760,113. That's an increase from last year's 170 members. And let's look at where they're happening. All over the country, but the top five student membership states are Texas, California, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. And interest in FFA and agricultural education continues to grow as membership continues to increase, as well as the number of chapters. This year, the organization has more than 115,000 Latino members, more than 40,000 Black members, and more than 12,000 members who are American, Indian, and Alaskan Native. 44% of the FFA membership is female, 51% of the membership being male, and FFA chapters, get this, can be found in 24 of the 25 largest cities. Not states, but cities. And the relevance of agriculture and the security of our country's food, fiber, and natural resources system has never been more important, according to the National FFA CEO, Mark Peschel. He said, "Our FFA members are the future generation of leaders who will be making an impact in the industry. And as we continue to bring agricultural education and FFA to more students, we see enthusiasm of this generation reflected in the growth of our organization. The National FFA organization provides leadership, personal growth, career success training through agricultural education to more than 760,000 student members who belong to one of the more than 8,500 local FFA chapters throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. So congratulations to the FFA on showing growth one more year in membership. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Tractors can be very useful for harvesting timber and clearing land. However, even the simple chore of dragging a log can be dangerous on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Never easy to take down, especially when they're in tricky spots like along a fence row. A lot of landowners use their utility tractors to remove logs and other debris, but you have to be very careful. Dennis Murphy is a retired extension safety specialist at Penn State University. He says there are fatal accidents every year from farm tractors that have overturned when pulling trees, logs, and limbs. For example, farmers will put a chain around a log and drag it on the ground. The log digs into the ground and the tractor ends up in a rear overturn. Murphy says there are safer ways to handle this task.
They really should try to use things that are meant to pick up the log up off the ground so that it can't dig in and cause that rear overturn. There's a variety of winches and log arches that can fit on the back of smaller tractors that at least reduces the risk of trying to pull something.
Any device that prevents the log from twisting or rolling out of control while being dragged will increase safety. If you have to use a chain, Murphy says to only attach it to the drawbar. Also make sure it's short enough that it doesn't catch on the rear tire when the tractor is turning right or left. When you're pulling out a tree stump, hook the stump as low to the ground as you can.
Then you would put your tractor in its lowest gear and give it throttle and then let out the clutch slowly. Do not try to get a running start or try to jerk the tree stump out. That's when you get the rear overturn, or trying to use high gears and full throttle.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for tree removal at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's still a mixed day as we start off the new week of trading, especially through the grains, as we still see the corn complex with a slight gain today. September corn is up 3 3/4 to 3.30 3/4. December sitting at $3.44 a bushel. That's up 3.5 on the day. The wheat complex continues to get worse all across Chicago. Spring wheat with a near double-digit loss, and Kansas City wheat with a double-digit loss now. As September, Kansas City wheat down 12 cents to 4.33 3/4. December down 12 as well, sitting at 4.44 3/4. However, here through the lunch hour, we are seeing a nice rebound for the soybeans as September beans back into the green, up a penny at 9.01 3/4. November up 2 3/4 at 9.07 1/2. Soy meal also rebounding back into the higher numbers. September up 50 to 2.90.70. And soy oil up 23 points at 31.64. Cotton complex still with a nice sharp gain. gain today. December cotton up 153 points at 65.81. Next to slightly lower numbers through the livestock still, with August live cattle down 15 cents at 105.65, October down 67 to 107.87. A triple-digit drop for the feeders still, as August feeder cattle down 112 at 141.80, September down $2.10 at 142.75. A slight gain for the lean hogs sustaining for October, up 30 cents to 54.55, December up 5 cents at 55.50. Energy markets are still slightly higher today. Natural gas up 9 at 254. Heating oil up 4 to 124. And unleaded gas up 7 cents now and 136 a gallon. Crude oil also slightly higher. October up 22 cents at 42.56 a barrel. Through the metals, slight loss with September silver down 12 cents at 26.60 an ounce. August gold dropped 640, sitting at 19.28.20. And the dollar index back slightly higher, as well as the stock markets. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty and Ford, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all gotta go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all gotta go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at rusty@ford.com.
Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles for approved credit plus tax and fees. Examples 2024 Super Crew SLT 4x4. Stock 2TO987 MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount 6,000. Ford rebate 5,000. Sale price 43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Model qualified. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.